This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Very happy to be with you today on this third day of March 2020. I like to announce the date because shows just started back up live after a little hiatus, and I want you guys to know that when the show's on and when I say call in for free readings Tuesday, which we are having today, that means today, live free readings Tuesday, and you can call in to 844-390-8255. That number is 844-390-8255. And I want to remind you that some of you guys are pretty insistent and are trying to call in before the show starts. That's not going to work. The lines aren't answered until the show starts going. So call in for free readings Tuesday now, if you like. We're going to answer lines, and it's 844-390-8255. Today we're talking about the topic, why is inclusivity so important? Learn why the idea of inclusivity is new and reflects a shift and evolution in human consciousness. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's very important whenever we spot ways that we can see that humans are evolving, it's really important to pay attention to those. And right now, it's almost like whack-a-mole where there's a lot of pieces of consciousness. There's a lot of signs of evolution that are happening right now, and it's really useful, especially in these kind of strange, weird, dark-seeming times, to focus instead on where the light is starting to show up. And the light is starting to show up on inclusivity around gender, inclusivity around women's rights, racial rights, human rights, and inclusivity now also around the climate, around Gaia, around things like vegetarianism and clean energy and these other green ideas. So it's not just about inclusivity between ourselves as a species, allowing everyone to accept everyone else as equal as souls, this idea that there is no hierarchy of souls, but also the idea of allowing ourselves to open to the idea that it's not just humans who are important. It's not just important for us to be inclusive of our own species. We're getting the bigger picture that all of Gaia is one collective soul together, and the plants and the animals and the weather and all that is in the natural world is part of this collective consciousness that we have. So lines are open today for free readings Tuesday, and you can call in for 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. Let's see, for housekeeping, I wanted to let you guys know, so a lot of you guys have figured this out already, but every month we are doing a new course of the month. And the way this is set up is that you can go to the courses page on the website, sarahwiseman.com, and there you will see the course of the month. It's laid out by month. And if the link is live, that means you can sign up for the course. The course will roll out first few days of the month. For example, in March, right now we have a new course called The Channeling Project, and it's just $15. All of these courses are only $15. So March is The Channeling Project. You can sign up for that for the next couple days. We're going to start on the 5th. April, we're doing the Past Life Project. So my idea here is that, one, we want to offer it at a really low price. Two, we want to get a group of people taking this work together. Even though it's a self-study course, you get to be in a group of, usually it's a couple hundred folks, posting comments, sharing what they're experiencing. So it creates a wonderful sense of energy and a wonderful liveliness to the exchange. You can also participate in a really private way. It's up to you how much you want to participate in the forum or not. And then if you miss the deadline, like say you like, okay, I want to take the channeling project in March, but then you get to the website and registration's closed, that's okay. Go down to, it's called Start Anytime, and you can sign up for a slightly different version of that course that is offered year round. So my goal is to really provide, this low cost work. It's definitely intensive coursework. I just personally decided to offer it at a low price point because I'm very aware for people in all different parts of the world, there's this exchange rate for Australia and Canada and everywhere that makes it difficult for folks. And I want to respect people's budgets. I want to get this word out. I don't want to have you be able to take it. And I want to create spiritual community because, as you know, those of all of us who are sensitive to this kind of understanding, we need to support each other. We are not yet the majority of how the world sees things. And so if you're an intuitive or an empath or a sensitive or a seeker, you need to find the others in your tribe, and they may be all over the world. They may be all over the world, and you need to find these folks and begin to exchange ideas, share what you're receiving, share what you're understanding, and begin to support each other as community. There's no rules, there's no dogma, there's no membership fee. It's just a way of connecting to people all over the world who are seeing things in the same way, in the same what I call spiritual intuition, what you might call something different. So let us go now. We're going to take a brief moment to meditate a little bit, and I want you to sort of put some ideas into your heart space. Again, free readings Tuesday. Lines are open. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And let's just go ahead and take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And one more time, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And for those of you who are familiar with these kinds of meditations that I often teach, you're already probably entrained into this space of already relaxing into this light trance where we do our work, this very mellow, gentle relaxation point. We're just going in and we're just letting our thoughts float around. And then we're going to bring up a few things to focus on. And I want you to bring into your focus an image of a whole bunch of beings. These are humans, these are animals, these are everything. Beings, some conscious, some not. And then we're going to bring up, so you're seeing in your mind's eye, or you're sensing, or you're thinking about, or you're picturing all of these beings. And one thing you notice is they're all the same shade of bright yellow, sort of like the yellow of a lemon. So all these beings are sort of washed over with the same facade of this bright lemony yellow. And I'm choosing yellow because that's the color of third chakra, which is kind of a place our personal power or the way we present ourselves to the world shows up. We're just going to use that color as a way to look at this. And we'll notice now that it's 11:11 Pacific time. I'm trying to have us be in meditation around that time. A lot of the shows. And all these beings you're seeing are, it's just everyone's yellow. Noticing the sameness of them. And then out of the corner of your eye, I want you to notice that some of the beings are taking off their yellow coating. And they're showing up as green beings or blue beings or purple beings or red or white or orange. You're going to start to see almost a kind of a rainbow of beings as they take off this yellow. And some still have the yellow on. I want you to just look and see if there is any reason why a blue being or yellow being or a red being or whatever color, if there's any reason that these are at their core essence different. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to look for the heart essence. And pretty soon you can spot this glowing little ember in the heart area of every being. And if the being is a plant, you can just spot this anyway as a little glowing piece of consciousness. And I want you to just hold this image. And now I want you to bring up in your own life. We're going to hold this image of all these beings. I want you to bring up in your own life anyone that you are feeling kind of angry at. Maybe there's a group of people, a political group or a different kind of group or an organization or any kind of type of person that's popping into your own mind that you just don't really like. Maybe it's personal. Maybe it's political. Just put up this person, this group of people. And just want you to see their heart spark too. All of these projections and facades that we put on and all these ways we polarize ourselves into different groups. It's just all ridiculousness. Notice the heart spark, a little glowing ember. And go back to this idea that we are all the same, regardless of what we are projecting. And today, as you go about your day, I'd love for you to just start seeing people as all the same, noticing the heart ember as opposed to the blue or the green or the yellow or the red, or whatever way you are seeing the projection instead of the heart. And remembering also, of course, the heart is where the soul resides. Of course. And we'll come out of meditation. I know it's a little weird, but as you work today, I think you will be remembering that, and it will be interesting to notice what comes up to you. Alrighty, we are going to go to the phones, and we have our first caller for today, Karen. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi, Karen.
Yes, hi, welcome. And what can I help you out with today? What's on your mind?
Actually, I've never really had a whole lot of good luck. I've never had a lot of luck with my relationships, romantic especially. And I'm wondering if there's anything in my future.
When you say luck, tell me a little bit more about what you think that means.
Well, I was married for 10 years, and that was like 36 years ago, and I've been single ever since. I raised a couple of kids. I've had men in my life, but never the right ones. And I think a lot of it had to do with my self-esteem. And mm-hmm. I've, you know, to work on that, and I think I'm feeling much better about it. So, I just wondered if I could let something good into my life, finally.
And what kind of other, how are your other relationships? Are they strong, difficult? How would you just, close, distant? How would you describe those?
I actually spent a lot of time by myself. So I really don't have a whole lot of close relationships. I mean, I love my kids. I have two kids and two grandkids and that, but I spend a lot of time alone, and I'm happy with that. I mean, I kind of like that in a way, but mm-hmm. I've been told I should and meet people, but I'm not going to go sit in bars to meet men, you know.
For so sure. I just don't do that. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, and, what else, what do you find the most enjoyable in your life? Like what do you really enjoy?
I'm an artist. I like to draw. I like to walk my dogs. I like to, read. But I am kind of a loner. I mean, I do go out and I do have friends, but sometimes I would rather just be alone. As soon as I'm out for 5 minutes, it's like, can't wait to get home, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so I don't know if that's... yeah, that's very, so thank you. I think that probably, I sometimes call this show like the shout out for introverts and sensitives. And it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're really in the, as am I also, introvert, sensitive, empathic, quieter style person who doesn't do well with a lot of, a lot of noisy people or a lot of interruptions in their day. And I think this idea that, you know, you said, I've been told I should meet somebody. And maybe that's true and maybe it's not true. I think it's your right to decide. It's your right to have things how you want them, and certainly to try to date like a wrong person or a person that isn't a fit for you or a person that intrudes upon your need for solitude, that would be a disaster. Yeah. So,
oh, I know.
I would suggest, so I'm not, I don't really see, what I would see is that you have the ability to create some friendships, but these would still need an incredible amount of like space to them. Right. So it feels like your need for space is bigger than your need for some kind of, you know, heavy duty romance coming in and throwing your life up in the air. It feels like there's a reason for this spaciousness in your life, and there's a reason to need the time to kind of process everything you've been through. So I would suggest you look at it as, how can you create a couple friendships that could go romantic, but and they're with people that are similar, you know, there's similar other introverts. Does that feel more relaxed to you than this idea, like you got to go whip up some action or something? I don't know.
That's just not me. I can't imagine meeting a man and not being a friend first anyhow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, because I just don't trust men readily. And I can almost, and being empathic when I'm around people, maybe that's why I want to come home sometimes, because I can almost feel what they're thinking, what they're feeling as soon as I walk into a room. And sometimes it's just like, yeah, I just don't want to feel some of that. And I got to learn how to block that out. Which I try to.
I think, go ahead.
I was just wondering, how can I develop my abilities, like clairvoyance, clairsentience? How can I do that? I mean, I'm reading your books, and I feel like I'm right there on the edge, like something is about to break through, and then nothing does. And maybe it's because I'm trying too hard. I meditate. I'm trying to just, it's easy and take them nonchalantly, but maybe I'm just going too heavy into it. I just remember being a kid and seeing the spirits, and then life takes over and I don't have that anymore. So,
well, I think you're in a beautiful space to continue to keep your life kind of with as little stress as possible, or as much space and relaxation. I think that's going to help everything. I think it's right to have this approach that a man has to be a close friend, and he has to be someone you know for quite a while, like at least a year, just to kind of have that comfort. And then as for the opening, the clairvoyance and so forth, I would suggest, the books are great, but I think when you take the courses, then a lot of people find the audio meditations really take them into a place where they can see in mind's eye, and that audio might be a good choice for you. So there's also the other podcast is called Spiritual Psychic. And I think between sometimes listening is easier for some people or some brain styles than reading. So you might just look at that, and that's all at the website, Sarah Wiseman. But I think the courses with the audio might be a good choice for you. Anyway, Karen, thank you. I think it's all going to be fine. Don't try and fight your true, beautiful personality. Just work with yourself, accept yourself as you are, and work with yourself as you are, and things will just begin to unfold, or they're actually already unfolding perfectly. So don't feel there's anything wrong with you. There's not. It's a gift to be introverted and sensitive and need quiet space. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to the next caller, but thank you. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sarah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And yes, and we have another caller actually with the same name, different spelling, another Karen. So Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for your patience. What can I help you out with today?
Well, I'm curious. I have a severe liver problem. And what I would like to know is, how would I or others use light or other kind of energy work to help it more, help it heal?
And tell me, you said you have a what problem? And it kind of beeped out. Say that phrase again.
A problem with my liver. I had mold toxicity, and it damaged my liver. I'm over the mold, but not until after it damaged my liver.
Ah, yes. I don't work extensively in energy healing. That's not kind of my area. But what I do is, a lot of folks know I had melanoma in 2012. And the process I used there was that I began to talk to my organs and I began to talk to my cells in meditation. And what I found is that the different organs and the different, like the circulation system and the different, you know, systems in the body, they all have a kind of a collective voice. And you can begin to meditate on those different body parts. And I wouldn't just do the liver. I would do many of your body parts and see what they all have to say. And you just begin to ask the body what it needs. And you begin to be in touch with what that particular organ or system or cell group has to tell you. And it sounds a little strange, but once you start to do it, you begin to be able to communicate very effectively with the different parts of your body. And your liver might tell you, I really need this food, or I really need, this habit, or whatever it is, but starting to listen and starting to apply what your body's telling you in meditation. Does that sound like something you could try, or just give a...
Absolutely. Wasn't sure if I was on the right track with, because it was toxic mold, if I should continue to, work on making sure that's cleared, or, what you just led to is a different, like nutrition wise, or what does it need? So
yeah,
that's something.
Just start asking it. And also, there are, like, I'm not a hands healer, or I am, but I don't really focus on that. But I think going to people who are hands healers that can help you, a lot of people have the gift of working in Reiki or working with another hands energy. They can sense what the body's telling you, and they can also sense what the guides or other beings in the room are telling you. It's obviously some kind of a... Every time we have something in the body, it's a gift for us to look into what needs to be released. And that is part of the exploration of healing from an illness, is like, what part of me caused this? Or, what part of me got into the mold situation? No fault, but just looking at what piece still needs to be resolved or healed. And that will be helpful too. But I think this meditation on speaking to the so I would speak to the organs, ask which organs need to tell you something. I would speak to the circulations, the different systems, and then I would ask specific cell groups if they had anything to say. And I would also ask the mold if it had anything to tell you. That would be how I would approach that. And I wouldn't do all this all in one meditation. I'd do like, okay, today I'm going to talk to some organs. Today I'm going to talk to the mold. And just go into a little meditation, bring that aspect up into your mind, and just begin to listen and respond. It's, it will surprise you how much you learn. Anyway, Karen, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you and wish you the best. We're going to take a quick little break. And you've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and we'll be back in a moment.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they are all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's S-A-R-A, wiseman.com.
All righty, everybody, and welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Lines are now clear for Free Readings Tuesday. So if you call in now, 844-390-8255, the lines are clear. Again, that's 844-390-8255. And just a reminder, because the show's been on a break, now we're coming back, but a lot of people called the hour before the show, and we don't answer the lines then. We answer the lines when we're live. So again, you can call in for Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. And our subject today is, why is inclusivity so important? This idea is interesting to me. We had these two callers, the first caller, Karen, with an I, and her question was about, you know, I want to create romance, I think, but what I really find is that I enjoy my life as it is. I enjoy the being more quiet, being more solitary, being more introverted, concentrating on her art and her dogs. And I just want to say this to a lot of you guys out there who are almost like super introverts or super sensitives, that it is okay to not need to compete with this idea of needing to be extroverted or needing to be out and about or needing to be actively involved in a bunch of groups and things, especially, you know, as we get older, starting from the 40s, which is a pretty active time still, but 50s, you tend to regroup with yourself more each decade. This need to turn inward and kind of review what you've been through and kind of review who you are and come to this really deep knowing of your particular way of inhabiting the world and how that is fine. Again, this idea of inclusivity is so important, not only for how we identify ourselves, you know, in terms of gender or race or age or politics or all that, but also in terms of how we allow ourselves to be the kinds of personalities that we are. If you're an intuitive or a sensitive or an empath or an introvert, all of these kinds of ways of not being what mainstream considers to be the ideal personality. Mainstream considers extroversion to be like the gold standard. But if you're an introvert, be an introvert, be your best introvert. Know that there is just as much need for people who are reflective and spacious and quiet as there are for people who are more doers and communicators and out there all the time. There is as much need for the quiet, sensitive introvert. So honor yourself. Honor yourself with how you've been created and the life that you've had that has created this personality in this way. And then the second caller, another Karen, this idea of being in touch with our bodies. So we work in spiritual intuition in two ways. First, we work by entering in. We go in and we meditate upon the guides, and we meditate on divine source. And we also work by expanding out, which is where we go and look at all the signs and synchronicities and all the events happening in the world. So those are the two ways, the sort of push-pull of ways that we are always in communication with the universe, and the universe is always communicating with us. So this idea of entering in, yes, we can go to the guides and get information, or yes, you can go to your angels, but you can also go into the actual body, the actual container that you are existing in, and you can begin to meditate on your body as a whole, on your body as the different systems. You could ask your hormonal system how it was doing. You could ask your respiratory system how it was doing, and so on and so forth, the different systems, almost like laying different filters over the body and checking that aspect. You can ask the souls in your soul by soul, I mean, the cells in your big toe, you can ask them how they're doing. And just as if you were meditating on, and for those of you who've done some of this nature work with me, you can meditate on a field of flowers and you will get the collective voice of that species. You can meditate on trees and you can get the collective voice of that species. You can meditate on a crystal and you can get the voice of that species or that collective group. Just so, you can meditate on a part of your body and begin to see how the energy is presenting there and begin to hear the voice of your body, either as a part or as a total, and allow your body to communicate back to you. It all sounds very woo-woo, but when you begin the process, it's just simple. It's just natural. And you just go into meditation and sort of pull up what is presenting. Again, it's free Readings Tuesday. You can call in to 844-390-8255, and we have time for more callers today. It's 844-390-8255, and I'd love to chat with you about any question you had going on in your life, or maybe you want to share something interesting that's been happening to you, just creating this place for a spiritual forum, an intuitive forum, where those of us who are deeply interested in this practice of connecting with the universe, of having direct connection, can sort of communicate with each other and exchange ideas. Back to the idea of inclusivity, we have come so far these last couple years, it is surprising. All of this chaos and darkness and upheaval have created very direct responses from people who are wanting to open things up toward a more inclusive world or toward a completely inclusive world. And this makes absolute sense. Why would we not accept each person as having the same value, regardless of their gender or race or socioeconomic status or whatever it is, or their belief system? Why would we ever think that anyone was less than another? This idea that souls have no hierarchy. Each of us is a beautiful, perfect soul of light. Together, we are one gigantic big soul that we call the universe, infinite, and everything, not just humans, but also all the plants, all the sentient and the non-sentient aspects. All of this is in this together. And so this idea of being exclusive or being separate, which is what much of the world seems to be about right now, is the idea of being separate is incorrect. If you are having feelings about feeling separate, if you are having feelings that others are worse than you or better than you, if you are having feelings that you are not enough, all of these reflect this idea of separation. And that is an incorrect view. With the dawning of this new inclusivity, all the ways we're seeing this, we are evolving as a species into a more clear idea of what is real. And what is real is that there is no separation. And what is real is that there is no hierarchy of soul. We're going to take a quick break again. I need to get a little sip of water. I want to remind you, we do have time for some more callers, 844-390-8255, especially if you've never called into the show. I would love to chat with you. We'll be back in just a moment. You've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Are you a seeker on the path of soul growth? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman's new book, Messages from the Divine, Wisdom for the Seeker's Soul, comes with the free Seeker's Guide? This 11-week online course helps you dive deep into the teachings of Sarah's new book, and it's Sarah's gift to you. Get Messages from the Divine and your free Seeker's Guide now at sarahwiseman.com.
Alrighty, and we are back with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman again. 844-390-8255. If you call in right away, we'll have time to take you for free readings Tuesday. I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of inclusivity and the importance of being mindful of your media intake. Last couple days, we've been having the stock market going down and then up, and then we've been having the coronavirus going up and then down. And what's important to look at is what's actually happening in your own life. And so if you start to panic or go into fear spirals, and remembering the media is set up to be almost like those gambling machines where you keep pulling the lever for the next draw. That's what it's like. That the news feed on your phone or on your computer is designed to be addictive. Why is it designed to be addictive? It's designed to be addictive so that there's more ad revenue created for the media. So be very aware that what is being presented is not what is real. I wanted to read a little bit about I've been doing quite a bit of channeling, and I wanted to read a little tiny bit of this right now. So this is from the guides. We know you are living in fear or sensing fear or working hard to keep fear at bay. This is a time that feels like wartime for those of you who remember, and for those of you who have heard of these times but not experienced them, you are recalling what war times feels like. But do not be afraid. Light is arriving in shimmering knowing, and light is shining upon all corners of darkness. Recall that war can be physical and war can be mental, and what you are experiencing is the stress of mental fear and mental chaos. This is what you are fighting, your fear. Remember, your fear is an illusion of darkness, the silky manipulation of separation, and it is not real. You, as soul, are free. You, as collective soul, are starting to finally recognize your interdependence, your interconnection, your true oneness, not just as humans, but as all of Gaia, one living, breathing entity among the vast family of entities in the universe. Again, your interdependence, your interconnection, your true oneness, not just as humans, but of all Gaia. Inclusivity, this must be our focus because this is the true reality. Looks like we have a caller. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. What can I help you out with today?
Well, gosh, I have my mind goes in so many different directions. There's so many things I want to ask, but could you just maybe tell me anything that you might get, you know, for me personally, as far as I have questions spiritually, financially, my life path. Like, I feel stagnant. I guess. I feel stagnant mm-hmm. with my life right now, and my mind keeps going in different directions. I'm, what should I be doing, you know, and I lose focus because I'm going in too many directions.
Yeah.
Well, any guidance, how much, I guess. I'm looking for any guidance.
Well, so how much time do you spend on, I guess, like, what's your awareness of synchronicities or how the, what is your belief about how the universe guides you?
Well, I don't know if I know how to really answer that, but I do believe that we have, you know, we can receive signs and guidance, and I do sometimes, I'm aware of it, and a lot of times I'm not, and I'm always looking.
That would be that's a great answer. I appreciate that. I think that that would be the way to soften all this anxiety of kind of like, what am I supposed to be doing? Which we all have, like, which direction, which choice. And I think that I'm very much anti the law of attraction as it's currently being used, which is that you manifest what you want and then you go create that. That is, to me, from my experience, that's the wrong approach. To me, the approach that works and works at a higher level is to allow the universe to guide you. And so you just trust. It's almost like you're in this little canoe on a river and the universe is just going to take you on this stream towards exactly where you're meant to go. So one of the pieces that, instead of forcing yourself to make all these decisions or forcing yourself to try and figure everything out, you just sort of notice where you're heading already. And I would guess that if you started to look at your life or yourself, you'd say, the way I would do it is like, what's working? What's easy? And then, even if that isn't where you thought you were going, the universe is probably, this is where we really want you to go. We want you to go where it's easy. We want you to go where it works. We want you to have fun and start paying attention to what's working and start to pursue those aspects rather than, you know, trying to, you know, build the building yourself. Let the universe build it for you.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I also think, Christine, if you start a practice of, in one of my groups that I teach, we've been working on following synchronicities this last couple weeks. And when you start to notice synchronicities, they start to increase. And then that becomes like the breadcrumb trail that you can begin to follow.
Okay.
So you might have a little breadcrumb trail going on for your career, or you might have a breadcrumb trail going on for relationships. Like, there's several little trails going on for different aspects of your life. And you can just start to notice, like, you know, what's happening, what's showing up, what's unfolding. And just paying attention to that will be the next little clue for what you should do next.
Okay. Yeah.
You might look at, I have a course on my website called Manifest Miracles Manifest Miracles in 28 Days, and it teaches this entire process. That might be really useful for you. It's only $15, so you might just walk you through a way of looking at all this stuff. So,
all right, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I will definitely look
Christine,
into that.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. So Christine asked some great questions. And if you guys do want to know about this, that course, Manifest Miracles, it's on the website, sarahweisman.com, and you can find it there. Reminding you that this month, we are doing the channeling project for $15. In April, we're going to do the past life project. I think in May, we're going to do the Akash project. I haven't quite decided, but that's sounding good. And then also go check out two free things. Spiritual Psychic, the podcast. Go to the website, go to the podcast page, you'll find it there. And also divineoracle.org, which is my free online interactive oracle that is a lot of fun and has some really great information about flow and finding your way. And if you have questions, it's a great way to get some a spiritual take on whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life. Everybody, remember, we are all in this together. Inclusivity is a sign of evolution. Begin to work on that in your own life. We will be back next week with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. And you can always find me at sarahwiseman.com.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.